The Labor Department reporting the number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell sharply last week to 576,000. It's an encouraging sign that layoffs are easing as the economy recovers from the pandemic recession. Applications fell 193,000 from a week earlier. The Dow ahead 247 points, the NASDAQ up 145. This is SRN News.
If you're a radio listener, one thing I'm certain of is that you're not tuning in to listen to me. So I'm sorry about the next 45 seconds. But we have specifically chose this station because we think we're similar, and we'd love for you to see why our mortgage team might be a good fit for you or someone you care about. One, we've got a direct lender advantage. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender. There's no middleman, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Two, our faith is a big deal to us, and we're open about that. If we seem like a fit for you, we'd love to talk. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UnitedFaithMortgage.com. Nice.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Buy of Rec, Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. By license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
COVID-19 vaccines are now available for those 16 years and older. Get your free COVID-19 vaccine at the Baptist Health Community Vaccination Clinic, located at 3989 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, in the former Old Navy building, across from Stivers Ford. Make your appointment online at baptistfirst.org or just walk in. When you come, wear your mask and bring your photo ID. It's quick, it's easy, and it's important to protect yourself and your community. Make your vaccine appointment today at baptistfirst.org.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've taken a giant step backward from earlier in the week as far as the temperatures go. Much cooler air still funneling in. Some widely scattered showers around tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 49. Tomorrow, a cool day for April with a high temperature barely into the upper 60s. Some widely scattered showers around from time to time on Friday. And showers and maybe some thunderstorms become likely during the day on Saturday. Saturday's high 70. Slight chance of showers on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich who don't give a about them. They don't give a about you. They don't give a about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their ass every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream. Because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Any questions? It is the big broadcast. Happy hour. Let's talk 93.1 FM WACB. I'm the anchor. I'm the one that gives you that sinking feeling. Greg Goodell, the much beloved and glorious Terry Adams and Rosie Barber.
And here they are.
Big welcome, Jed.
Please clap.
Well, we have several little tidbits you can play with today. By the way, I just saw, and I think it's true, I can't imagine this was received very warmly, that Pelosi has rejected the Supreme Court packing bill, but does support President Biden's commission, which will recommend packing the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. They're going to do it all. They are.
Who's going to stop them?
Yeah.
Who's going to stop them?
These nutless Republicans,
nope.
The alleged opposition party, there's about four of them in there that will stand up, and that's about it.
Yep.
The rest are worthless.
Yep.
In the meantime, You know who's getting a lot of heat from different corners is Dr. Fauci.
I don't feel sorry for him.
Little menace. And I just came across this clip. I'll be putting this on Facebook after we play it. But here he is, his contradictory self.
My name is Dr. Tony Fauci. I'm the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at NIH.
Yeah, what about
people should not be walking around with masks.
If a person wants to put on two masks, I see no reason to tell them not to.
Follow the Fauci.
Travel restrictions are not going to help. You can't just travel restrict everyone. It is not a good idea to travel, period.
To the real Dr. Fauci, thank you for your calm and your clarity.
And then we'll have herd immunity. Quite frankly, that is nonsense. You very likely could have overwhelming majority of the people vaccinated, which means you'd have herd immunity that would allow you to safely get people back to school.
Fauci and other experts told us that 60% of America would have to be vaccinated before we could get back to normal. Now, Fauci tells the New York Times it could be 90%. And he admitted he'd been deliberately moving the goalpost because America was...
that came to mind in my massive vocabulary. So I will put that, and you know what? Share this to somebody who thinks this guy is some kind of effing genius. Because he's not. He's a politician, a bureaucrat, and he's not an epidemiologist. And as David Blackman pointed out yesterday, one of Trump's mistakes was including this guy in the dialogue from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Can't blame anybody else for that. But wait! There's more here. There is more. We're actually going to play a Tucker Carlson clip. I keep teasing and never get around to it.
The same one.
Could have.
Yeah. Same one you were teasing Tuesday.
All right, Fauci's still playing on this one, so let me get rid of that. And let's listen to this one.
The Pfizer and the Moderna, you had 30,000, 44,000, and 40,000 people in a clinical trial with an overwhelming signal of efficacy. So I don't have any idea what he's talking about.
How dangerous is it for a TV personality like that who does have an audience of millions to speculate about something like that?
Well, it's certainly not helpful to the public health of this nation or even globally.
Wait a second.
They're talking about Tucker.
Who's doubting that vaccines work? For the record, we never for a minute doubted it. We bought all of that stuff completely at face value. We believe in science. Actually, kind of probably trust the pharmaceutical companies a little bit too much. So when they said this stuff works, we never questioned it. We assumed they had detailed studies showing that it does work. We still think that. The only reason we're asking the question is because the people in charge are acting like it doesn't work. You see the president of the United States wearing a mask outside. You see his vice president doing the same thing. You see the guy in charge of coronavirus response, the one you just saw, telling us that, again, after you've had the vaccine, you must remain under the restrictions. So we're asking a question that is rooted in science, which is why? If this stuff works, why can't you live like it works? What are you really telling us here? And by the way, this, again, is not a trick question. We're not playing word games here. What's the answer? If the coronavirus vaccine prevents you from catching the coronavirus, why are you wearing a mask? Why can't you eat in a restaurant? And if it doesn't prevent you from catching the coronavirus, why are we taking it in the first place? Both can't be true.
That's right.
So that's the question. It's not a conspiracy theory. As an American, you should ask it too. If they're telling you you can't fly on a plane until you take a vaccination, which, by the way, won't allow you to live as you did in 2019, what are they saying? Let's hope they explain it really soon before people lose faith, not just in them, but in science itself. And that really would be a...
Wow. Well, I mean, the point is made there.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't this incredible? These times you're living in?
Everything's backwards.
It is. It's all upside down.
It is.
And since I have Twitter up, I guess there was a shooting of a 13-year-old in Chicago.
In Chicago? A shooting in Chicago? Are you sure?
So Mayor Beetlejuice is calling for peace.
Really?
This is the rare event there that it is. Let's see where we're at. Here's HeyJackass.com.
That's always a good one.
April to date. Today's the 15th. Shot and killed, 28. Shot and wounded, 138. Total homicides, 29. Somebody must have gotten it with a knife or some other weapon. The week in progress, 7 shot and killed this week, 40 shot and wounded, 8 homicides. Year to date, 163 shot and killed, 740 shot and wounded, total shot 903, 172 total homicides. But something happened, and sadly, this child, I don't know if it's across the caught in the crossfire kind of situation or what.
God.
That's the one that they're going to burn the city down over. Not the it must be nice to know for the 162 others who have been shot and killed that your life was just not worth getting.
Yeah, they weren't deemed worthy.
We are not. We don't care. Those are real statistics.
That's
there.
Insane.
That city has just taken a headlong dive into hell, just like Manhattan, just like all the big cities are. Run by leftists and run into the ground by leftists.
There you go.
They make them literally economically unlivable and unsafe. So why would you live there? Why would you want to stay in Chicago?
Beats me.
It's been dying for years, but the process has been accelerating over the last few. So we'll see what we can find out. I think I heard Sean Hannity say something about that today. Yes. it's not that I'm being lazy. And yet another video from Project Veritas.
Do good work.
I'm kind of tempted to listen to this clip where Dan Bongino and Geraldo Rivera got into it.
I'd love to hear that. My money's on Bongino.
Am I ready for this today? Butt. Yeah, well, no doubt about it.
Geraldo's getting old.
Yeah, I was brand new in the business at ABC in Chicago when Geraldo made the 7-station tour. Look, we hired a Latin guy. That's what it was. I mean, it was ridiculous. First of all, I never looked at him as somebody got hired because he was Latin.
No.
Geraldo obviously has had some skills, and he's parlayed it into a long and very successful career.
Yeah, yeah, even though there was nothing in the vault.
It's just that then, you think virtue signaling is something new? What do you think that was when they send their new Latin? And, you know, every time that happens, we got to hear this. The first person with 3 nostrils to, you know... do whatever. I can't believe we're even concerned about that anymore. There's nothing standing in front of anybody. And oh my God, are we going to hear that when Kamala Lala Ding Dong walks the glass ceiling?
Yeah.
To go into the White House whenever they decide that Joe is just no longer reliable. John Cleese apologizes to white men.
He's in. Oh, not Cleese.
You know, this is funny. Because Hank Azaria apologized to the 1 billion Indians and Hindus who may have been offended by the voiceovers he did for characters on The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
So Cleese says, not wishing to be left behind by Hank, I would like to apologize on behalf of Monty Python for all the many sketches we did making fun of white English people. We're sorry for any distress. Now, that's a very Monty Python thing to do.
Yes, it is. That's great.
I love that.
John Cleese.
And I found that clip this morning. The Bureau of Silly Walks.
Oh, I love that one. That's what.
Morning, morning, morning. Morning, Jill. Morning, Jack. Can't complain, keep coming back. Morning, morning, morning. Morning, Jim. Morning, Fred. Work all day until you're dead. Money is the root of evil. Money is the fruit of sin. Money is the root of everything. Wear a suit, they'll let you in.
There you go. The Bureau of Silly Walks, that's a very funny skit.
Yeah, it is.
Where they all have these ridiculous, these outrageously crazy walks. And I was able to impersonate that.
Really?
Yes. I haven't tried it recently.
Good, don't.
I don't know that it would work in flip-flops anyway.
No, you hurt yourself.
Can't help. So that's all I have this afternoon.
Great show.
Enjoyed I'm going it. Home for meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and Brussels sprouts.
Sounds great.
It does. What time we eat?
Well, if we leave now, we could probably have everything ready and on the table in an hour.
Cool.
I think. I'm not sure.
Meatloaf.
Hey, note from Coutar.
Speaking of meatloaf, I picked up the Rocky Horror Picture Show at Walgreens. Two movies for $5.
Really?
Is that not a thing you kind of have to see in person?
I don't know. I mean,
that's like Rich knows about that. He's been in that. I think Jay has too.
Probably.
They show it at midnight in a theater, and people show up in costumes, and they all play different roles throughout the thing.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
I have no problem with it. I just think it's not something that's suited to a man of my dignity. B-S. I think you know what I mean.
I do, sir.
I'm not humor impaired. It's just that I love John Cleese.
I love all the Monty Python stuff. I've got their complete, all their shows.
Let's guess who's up first today. On the message board, you.
Me?
With Adams Motorsports.
Adams Motor Supports?
Yeah, number one.
Yeah, that's us. I tell you, we're blowing and going. We got a lot of pre-sold, so people are actually listening to me. I think they're listening because they listen to Greg Budell, but we are having people come in, go ahead and putting their money down on a machine that we have coming. Thank you so much. It makes it so much easier. It's the way to do it now because COVID, the supply chain interruption, has finally caught up with Power Sports. So we're having problems. Well, I say problems. It's just taking a while to get stuff, like it is with everything else. For some reason, battery seems to be one of the main things that's slow, and I don't understand it, but it is what it is. But right now, Polaris, Kawasaki, Suzuki, everybody's throwing huge rebates, super low interest rates. The manufacturers have bought down the lending criteria. So if you've tried to buy a bike or a side-by-side before, let's just say, for instance, you had a 680 credit score. Well, the manufacturers have bought down the lending criteria. You may actually qualify now to get one with no money down, which is a good deal. We have all that stuff going on, Greg. We're kind of low on pre-owns right now because the power sports industry, just like the RV industry, when this COVID thing started and we all were told we had to stay at home and all this lockdown crap started, I think people finally understood what freedom really means.
Yes.
So RV dealers, I mean, they've been hurting for the last decade. Now they're blowing and going. Power sports dealers, same thing. Everybody's buying our stuff, and it's wonderful because people are enjoying this country for what it is. And we're so fortunate to be in still what's the greatest country on the face of the earth. Just get out and enjoy the liberties while we have them.
Now, step one towards enjoying those liberties is to stop by and see Terry and his team at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That's the bypass at Hackle.
Hackle, yes.
Hackle, hairball.
Yes, sir, hairball Hackle.
Or you can browse pre-owned inventory, get your credit app started at adamsmotorsports.com with the much-beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime today. It's 3:23.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now, if your dresser drawer doesn't sound like that, you might have jewelry that's been sitting there too long. Bring us in to us at Marguerite's, and we will let you walk away with a check. We'll swap you out for something new or make you something special with your heirloom jewelry. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Bring it into Marguerite's. Let us do something. Don't let it sit there and get moldy. I don't know. Whatever it does in the drawer. But bring it in, and let's fix it up and make something great for you or walk away with a bunch of money. Come see us at Marguerite's. Thanks.
Maybe
you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do the bumper music thing here, but this is our opening song this morning. If we weren't doing a talk show, I'd play the whole thing. Chicago, when they were really great, from the CTA album. Questions 67 and 68. Remarkable band, huh?
Yes. Great. You know, Jimi Hendrix said that the guitar player, I forget his name, Terry, the one that killed himself, yes, was the greatest guitarist on the planet. That's what Hendrix said.
No kidding.
No kidding.
I had never heard that before.
Yep.
Was Peter Cetera the lead vocalist in that song?
No. That was Terry Kath.
Yeah, he came much later, I think.
I think Cetera came in, after Kath. Offed himself. I think Cetera replaced him. But I was still in Chicago then. I'm watching WGN News at 10:30. And Carl Greasehound, his real name was Grace.
I was going to say.
Carl Greasehound, who was really like an old hack staff announcer that every station had to have in those days. I don't even think he knew who Chicago was. But I couldn't believe what I was hearing. The lead singer for the group Chicago, Terry Kath, is dead after it's alleged that he killed himself playing Russian roulette. You know, when you see something like that come out of the TV, you're kind of like, hold on. Did I just really hear what I just heard? It was one of those kind of situations. But Kath had the perfect voice for that band. You know, in its early days, those first two albums. Actually, that album, the CTA album, became a hit after the second one came out.
It happens like that sometimes.
And such a great combination of, great guitar work, horns, and rock and roll vocals. They changed the landscape of the music. They made groups like Blood, Sweat, and Tears possible.
Uh-huh. What album was 25 or 6 to 4 on?
That was on the second album.
Great. Probably, in my opinion, their best work. I love that song.
Yeah, I've been, we always play a song before we start the morning show. So this has been Chicago Week. This is a 6-minute segment from what is a 13-minute ballet for a girl from Buchanan. I have no idea what they meant by that, but it also includes the song Color My World.
Beautiful.
Which may or may not be the greatest slow dance song of all time. From the Ritz Tower School of Broadcasting at 3:30, it's Chicago. This is a edited, extended version, by the way. You think about the genius behind the construction of this song. It's just freaking brilliant. That's Terry Kath. Did a lead vocal on that one. He did all the vocals on the early stuff.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just guitars.
In 1974, I was working at WIND Chicago. We didn't call ourselves the Wind. It was just...
Sorry.
You're listening to the Big Wind.
Yeah.
Wind E.
Whoops.
Time to
go away there. There's the Big Wind.
There you go.
And we had an engineer who was really terrific, very hip guy. So I wrote, and he co-produced with me, a three-hour special on the band that they actually advertised.
Really?
Told their story. Pankow, no, Robert Lamb was the first guy in the band to do a solo work. So we featured some of that. And Jimmy Pankow, the heartthrob trombonist for the band, his father called us after the show ran and said, "That's the best thing I've ever heard done in my son's band."
That's great.
That was like one of the most awesome compliments I've ever heard.
Yeah, it would be.
And do I have a copy of it, save for posterity like Rich would?
No.
Of course not.
There's one out there somewhere.
Chip?
Yes, sir. Talk about my favorite group here of all time. It was the first concert I ever went to, Boutwell Auditorium, Birmingham, Alabama.
Wow.
My senior high prom. It was the theme of our prom. My sweetheart at the time, who I'm now married to, but, you know, it happened 36 years after we graduated from high school. That was our song. We actually used it for our processional as she came down the aisle on the wedding day.
Wow.
Which song? You're right. Color My World or what?
Color My World. Oh, like you said, best song ever for that.
Yes.
I tell you this, if you want to put that on, stand up with your girlfriend or wife, and she don't put a hug on you at that time, there's more problems in your relationship that you need to know about.
Well said.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, my friend.
Yeah, but that's an all-time great group. You know, it's amazing how well they are going on that. And, you know, of course, you said something about the Terry Cat thing. I understood when they were out of Caribou in Colorado when it happened. I thought they said he was cleaning his gun and messing around with it. Of course, it sounds like he may have broke the cardinal rule. You don't have any ammunition around the gun when you're cleaning it. He may have stuck one in there and inadvertently shot himself, but. You know, there always was that question, was it suicide or was it something funny? But
exactly.
Or something incredibly stupid.
It was tragic.
You know,
well, I go to stupid side of it. But anyway, great group. And you can have your bumper music all the time. You won't have Chicago. I'll be listening because I'll listen to you anyway. That wouldn't change me not listening to
you. I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
That was nice. Thanks,
Chip. Have a blessed night. See
you too.
Take care, Chip. Good call. Chip's a Budell fan. Gotta love it.
Everywhere. His first time, right?
I think so. Yeah, I don't remember him calling before.
I've never heard him.
Hey, anybody else want to be a first-time caller today? It's a good day for it.
It's a great day for being a first-time caller. You have nothing to fear. You're among friends here.
Yeah. You know, we're not looking for you to perform.
No.
Just call and say hi. Yeah. Tell us what you're worried about. What in the news is making you crazy? God knows you have plenty to pick from, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Right up the street from Allen's Motor Supports is a place called...
Well said. You did that just right.
I get a lot of good feedback on my transitions and segues. Anyway.
You should.
Right up the street, further north, on the west side of Easter Boulevard, is a place called Lewis Lawn. That over the last couple of years has doubled their showroom space and doubled their capacity to bring in the greatest in outdoor maintenance equipment. From the big, powerful tractor-sized mowers right down to that individual Toro that will make quick work of your front yard. The best products, everything warranted, and with a full service department behind the scenes to make sure that if it does need repair or just an annual service, my first push Toro is still working. It's in its 13th mowing season. Mm-hmm. Just gets tuned up every year. It's not as red as it used to be, but you know what? It works. And that's what you can count on when you partner up with Lewis Lawn. The pros use them. They have a limited window to make their money. They can't be down for days at a time waiting on a part. So Lewis Lawn helps them. But they give the same support to the individual who likes to do their own yard, who likes to edge and trim and do all that. Check out the Ego battery-operated products that with one touch fire up and get the job done. Even self-propel mowers, battery-operated. No cords, no nothing.
Gotta love it.
At Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, next to Walter Craig. Their number's 244-9191, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 in the P. Lewis Lawn.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
335, our first look at the roads this afternoon.
Montgomery County.
Camry Skywatch traffic. We had an accident, I-85 southbound at East Boulevard. We have one car off the road on the left side. They've got all lanes open again, but we still have some boots on the ground there at the accident site. Watch out for those guys. Very busy now on Taylor Road from Vaughn up to I-85. East Boulevard and East South Boulevard also very congested. I-65 and 85, moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS to refinance your home mortgage, get cash out, or to get pre-approved to buy. MCS in Wetumpka, just a phone call away. NMLS 232876 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Make this summer one you'll never forget with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors. From our dealership to your driveway. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, Steve, what's up?
Hey, Greg, how are you today?
I'm all right.
Good. Well, I'm just calling in regards to the police shootings and so forth.
Yeah.
And my comment is this. Okay. We're seeing the case of the guy in Minneapolis that killed, supposedly, was responsible for George Floyd's death. And now this young lady that inadvertently shot and killed that young man on Sunday.
Yeah. Got confused between her taser and a revolver. That's
right. You know, it's
disconcerting.
You know, granted she needs to pay a price for that because that was a terrible mistake on her part. But what I'm getting to is you got all these people out here raising hell and carrying on about these incidents. But then I read yesterday that there is no charges being brought against this Capitol Police officer that shot and killed Ashley Babbitt.
We were on that all yesterday afternoon. It's outrageous.
Yes. I mean, he has not been identified, one.
Nope.
He has not been brought up on any kind of charges.
Nope.
He still has his job. Not even administrative action has been taken against him.
No.
So what's
the message from that? What's the message? You don't matter unless you belong to a group that has political advantage for the left. Otherwise, they could give a rat's ass about your ass, dead or alive.
Exactly.
That's what that says to me.
Yep. You and me both.
Thanks for the call. You know. Well, that's just what I needed to get the blood pumping. That's such an outrageous situation with Ashley Babbitt.
Oh, no charges?
No charges. The cop, you know, oh, my God. And this woman in Minnesota is looking at a long haul in prison. Granted, yeah, stupid mistake, accountability, you lose the gig and all that. And of course, nobody has the guts to say, why are so many young people drawing the attention of police? There was
warrants.
A warrant out for that young man.
Three warrants.
Does that matter at all? Anybody care about that?
You know, you're going to have your day in court. If you're innocent, you're going to get your chance, okay?
Yep.
But instead, you're going to the morgue. You're not going to the jail. That's crazy. Why would you run? Why would you fight the cops?
It's insane.
It's sad.
Local news at 3:38.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The Alabama legislature gave final approval of Anaya's Law, a constitutional amendment that allows prosecutors and judges broader discretion in requesting and denying bail to those accused of committing violent crimes. The amendment will now go on to the state ballot for voters to decide. The Tallahassee Police Department made an arrest for possible gambling at a gas station. 35-year-old Paresh Patel is charged with 8 counts of possession of gambling equipment and 1 count of promoting gambling. Police found several active gambling machines at the back of the store. The case remains under investigation. Your taxes don't have to be in until May 17th of this year. Governor Kay Ivey has signed a bill to waive interest on late payments on individual 2020 income taxes. Earlier this year, the U.S. Treasury Department and IRS extended the federal filing and payment date from April 15th to May 17th. Alabama automatically extended the tax filing deadline as well. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The fun returns to downtown Montgomery on Saturday, April 24th, as the City of Montgomery presents the Seafood and Arts Festival at Union Station. Enjoy seafood, art vendors, live music featuring local artists, and a cash bar. Doors open at 4 p.m. with a minimum donation of $5 benefiting Child Protect. Don't miss it. The Seafood and Arts Festival on Saturday, April 24th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Union Station in downtown Montgomery. Sponsored by the City of Montgomery Cultural Affairs Department and Wind Creek.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've taken a giant step backward from earlier in the week as far as the temperatures go. Much cooler air still funneling in. Some widely scattered showers around tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 49. Tomorrow, a cool day for April with a high temperature barely into the upper 60s. Some widely scattered showers around from time to time on Friday. And showers and maybe some thunderstorms become likely during the day on Saturday. Saturday's high 70. Slight chance of showers on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is habit for me, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Love it.
This one is from Chicago 4. But we stopped the Roman numerals when they started to get all limped out. What was the third album? Chicago 3. Was that the live album?
Man, I don't know.
But once Kath was gone, they brought in Cetera and they started doing the... Because ballads sell. You know, I know another group that had the same problem. I don't know if I've ever mentioned to you, but I had a close association with the rock group Stooks.
Sticks,
excuse me. And I remember sitting in Denny's with Dennis DeYoung, and they had just released Crystal Ball, and they were having trouble getting traction on the singles, and I know why. They didn't really have a good one on that album. But I worked them anyway, and I said, you got to go back and look at what... I said, you don't realize what a miracle lady is, because it took 2.5 years, but it was good enough through all of that time to survive it and become a hit. Think of the formula. That's a song that starts out so soft and builds up to a hot power ballad. So you don't sacrifice your
image as a rock band. You're covering all the bases with that one.
And I'm not saying I inspired it, but what was their next big hit? Babe. Very similar song.
Yes.
I'm just telling you a story, okay? You can make out of that whatever you want. I would never take credit for anything Dennis DeYoung did. I just remember having that conversation. I think we were at a Denny's in Florida. We ate a lot of Denny's in those days.
Yeah.
In the 70s. Hey, that was good eating, man.
Mm-hmm.
None of the hotels in those days had the free continental breakfast.
No.
I love their patty melts and their... hot fudge sundaes.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've... We don't have one here.
Mm-mm.
And they have them down in Florida. I think the last time we ate there was about 15 years ago.
We did have one here when I first moved here.
Yeah,
we had a lot of things here, from what I understand, that are no longer here.
True.
We have a Friday's. We don't have a Denny's. Nope. But we love what we do have, like Baumhauer's. Thanks to everybody that came out last night. Yeah. Nice turnout.
Good crowd.
A couple of people, including our friend Jacqueline Tomlinson, have... Jacqueline Tomlinson have noticed this great dialogue. Once again, we're going back to picking on little Dr. Fauci.
Why not? Somebody needs to.
Yeah, he needs it bad. Today it was Jim Jordan, like I said earlier, one of the few that has the guts to stand up.
You better believe it.
To these people.
When is the time? Well, in your written statement, you say, now is not the time to pull back on masking, physical distancing, and avoiding congregate settings. When is the time? When do Americans get their freedom back? Can you put your microphone on, please?
Oh, really?
Right.
Okay.
When we get the level of infection in this country low enough that it is not a really high threat.
What is low enough? Give me a number. What I mean,
take your mask off.
15 days
to
slow the spread turned into 1 year of lost liberty. What metrics, what measures, what has to happen before Americans get their freedoms back?
My message, Congressman Jordan, is to get as many people vaccinated as quickly as we possibly can. To get the level of infection in this country low that it is no longer a threat. That is when. And I believe when that happens, you will see.
What determines when?
I'm sorry.
What? What measure? What, I mean, are we just going to continue this forever? When do we get to the point? What measure, what standard, what objective outcome do we have to reach before Americans get their liberty and freedoms back?
You know, you're indicating liberty and freedom. I look at it as a public health measure to prevent people from dying and going to the hospital.
You don't think
pausing it there just to say, you know, I hope Jordan, I haven't heard this whole clip, but he has to come back and say, you know, you're doing a great deal of social and mental health damage to people because you put them in unnatural circumstances for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Americans' liberties have been threatened the last year, Dr. Fauci. They've been assaulted. Their liberties have.
I don't look at this as a liberty thing, Congressman Jordan.
Well, that's obvious.
As a public health thing.
But,
I disagree with you on that.
You think the Constitution is suspended during a virus, during a pandemic? It's certainly not.
This will end for sure.
For sure.
When we get the level of infection very low. It is now at such a high level. There's a threat again of major surges.
Dr. Fauci, over the last year, Americans' First Amendment rights have been completely attacked.
Mm-hmm. That's the end of the clip. So, did you get the hint there? He's ready to put us all back into another lockdown.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay.
And if we allow that to happen, if we don't stand up and say,
Shame on us.
Shame on us, absolutely. Am I missing something over there?
There is a Denny's in the Flying J truck stop at the Pentlala exit in Hope Hall.
Who
really?
Knew?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know either. But I had two callers tell me that, so it's got to be true.
See, they only call when there's an important issue on the table, like where the Denny's is.
Exactly. Well, that's important, Greg.
I'm glad to hear that. I drive to Pentlala to go to Denny's.
I know there's one somewhere between here and Atlanta.
Oh,
yeah. Because coming back from the Supercross, would always, because they're 24 hours, we'd stop and eat 2 in the morning.
That would include 84 as well. Was that who called?
No. I had two other people call.
That is his stomping grounds. That is definitely 84.
Out of the mouths of two or three witnesses, a thing is established.
There you go.
It is Yes, great. 3:48. When you need furniture for your home, remember to shop Wiser by Kaiser. ShopKaiser.com is the website. Take a look at that, because what you're going to see is everything. They have a 65,000 square foot warehouse. They don't have to make decisions. Well, we're going to carry this line or that line, but we won't have room for this line or that line because it's huge. It could house a 747. It's that big. So
that's
we're
huge.
Comfortable shoes. Functional. Not a lot of money wasted on silly infrastructure, so they can run efficiently and keep expenditures down, overhead costs down, and pass the savings on to you, which is a good deal. You can go big, buy 2,000 or more. Qualified customers can get it at 0% on a Synchrony luxury account. And you've got three. The one thing that Kaiser has above and beyond their excellent selection are three women who are absolutely the best in the business, Stella, Dale, and Cheryl. They will be happy to help you navigate that massive warehouse and line up the choices in the type and budget that you're looking for. Again, shopkaiser.com. They're at 4044 Wetumpka Highway, and that's a brilliant location because they're out of Montgomery. Yay. They can't get taxed at 10%, so you pay 8.25%. You save there, too. At Kaiser Fine Furniture.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up, you've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, called MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, has been considered the best of the best for 30 years. You can expect the same great service whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-thru windows are open 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, even your household wash items. Yes, they'll clean your towels, socks, and undies, just about anything else that you clean at home. Now there's a Worth Cleaners app to make your dry cleaning service easier. Search Worth Cleaners in your app store and download the app. You can link to your account, update your credit card, request pickup service, check order status, and much more. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by, visit online, or call Worth Cleaners today.
Hi, break time?
I know you.
I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis. I try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If this isn't the best slow dance song ever made, I don't know what it is.
I agree.
There's no challenge to it whatsoever. You just line up your body parts and become intimate, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's also making me sleepy.
It'll do it.
Because... hey, you want to slow dance with me?
No.
Okay. Whatever you say, lady. Let's give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
And right back at you. I'm enjoying the All Chicago All the Time format for the happy hour. It's very mellow.
I know. We should pick a band every day and just do bumpers with them. Tomorrow, for Friday, we'll do Deep Purple.
Oh, that'd be good. Hey, I vote for sometime next week to Electric Light Orchestra, ELO.
Oh, I love ELO.
They got some good shit.
Love Jeff Lynne, yeah.
All right. Well, the reason I called in was for two things. Number one, the thing with Fauci.
Yes.
they're not giving numbers. They're not giving facts because all of this is based on opinion and feeling.
Conjecture.
We feel like it's not ready yet. Like, dude, give us a number. That's what Jim Jordan is doing. Give me a number. Give me a deadline. Give me a red line somewhere. And they're not doing it.
Nope.
Because they love control.
Amen.
Oh, it just burns me up. The second thing, you were saying earlier about the young man that died that had three outstanding warrants. Why did he run? Because he thought he could get away with it. He'd already gotten away with it three other times.
Good point.
You know, and that he thought, I just run away, I'll get away with it again.
But again, we don't have newscasts, we have narrative casts.
Uh-huh. And, I know, and nobody seems to look at the fact that if these people had not run away or had not tried to resist arrest, they'd still be alive.
Just follow
George
the orders.
Floyd, George Floyd had just gotten in that car, none of that would have happened.
Yeah, I wrote that in my magazine column I wrote last year called Back the Blue. How insane this is. If these people would just not draw the attention of police, they wouldn't be dead.
That's right.
If they had just been done what they were asked to do, they wouldn't be dead.
That's right.
But instead, we got to burn down American cities to show how angry we are. And the George Floyd situation, given the sum of that man's life and the things he did, we have a really odd way of picking martyrs in America.
Yep. Amen.
Yeah. Well, it's the idea of personal responsibility.
Yeah.
The gun doesn't kill people. People kill people.
Amen.
And the left, the liberals, seem to ignore that anybody has any personal responsibility. They all want to jump on Trump for what happened January the 6th. Trump didn't do anything. Those people that made that decision to break into the Capitol, they're the ones that fought.
You know what? It was an aggravated trespass, and we now know the police were told to stand down. Everybody was told to stand down.
Set up.
This was an absolute setup. And the only death that can be attributed to this event is Ashley Babbitt. And it wasn't from one of the insurrectionists.
That's right.
It was from a Capitol cop. And we'll never be given a chance to understand why he fired. That's all we're kind of looking for here.
Well, I appreciate
what about that redheaded veteran with the Trump hat on made her such a threat that you needed to take her out, sir? That's all I want to ask that son of a bitch.
Do we even know who did it? We don't even know.
No, there's names that get floated, but no official announcement. However, the woman who fired her gun instead of her taser and killed that kid, we know her address. They had to put cement barriers around her house to keep the rioters from going in there and killing the family.
Yep.
Bastard.
All right, well, you need to pull out Color My World so we can all calm down and put that in.
I just took it out. I got another one in there now.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Thespian, hold on. Don't you have your production again this weekend? Midsummer Night's Dream?
Oh, yeah. Tonight, Friday night, Saturday night at 7:30 at AUM. It's free. There's an article in today's Montgomery Advertiser about it. So come on out. The weather should be great. And we've also got Sunday matinee show, too. So
cool.
Come on out.
Yay.
It'll be fun.
Hey, awesome sauce, man.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all take care now. Here we go.
And a big Warhawk farewell. This is the only radio show in America where you get those kinds of interchanges.
I would like to think so.
Yeah. I would too. Wait a minute. 1% of employees have attended a virtual work meeting shirtless.
It could be worse. It could be pantsless.
You know, I got to admit, I had an opportunity this week and I chickened. Because Rich has posted not one but two shirtless photos from his past.
You can't let that stand, Greg.
I've got one that's pretty good.
Yeah?
But I just can't bring myself to do it.
What?
It's sort of like reading the magazine column. I'd have to get begged. You watch, it won't be women that do that. It'll be guys.
Oh, boy.
You know, my Weisenheimer friends.
I told him to post it, Terry. Show it to Terry.
Yeah, I could do that. We're going to go down and check traffic in a minute here anyway. Because it's about that time. And again, our thanks to everybody that came out to Baumhauer's last night. Nice turnout, great food.